is focused on landlord-tenant litigation and transactional matters. Nice enough to get us as we switch gears, thank goodness, on this Tuesday morning. We say a very good morning to Al DeGrasse. Everything okay?
Yes, Jay. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. A time of the year in which we have to pay attention. And the reason is heat season has started in the city as of Saturday. The first, it'll go right through May. All of the residential buildings in the five boroughs required to maintain an indoor temperature, I think it's 68 degrees, right? When outdoor temps fall below 55 during the day, and I'm talking 6A to 10B, this is a very big happening right now with all that's going on, right? Go ahead.
Correct. Absolutely. Landlords are reluctant to turn on the heat, right? And tenants are starting to feel the frills, the chills. So this is a time when heat battles start beginning in court and in demand letters and getting the landlord to put, you know, to put it forward to comply with the law and start putting the heat on.
Law requires that your landlord to provide hot water all the time and heat at designated times, right? I mean, listen, hot water is essential, must be provided every day of the year. What's the minimum temperature? I forgot. How many degrees Fahrenheit?
120 Fahrenheit, and that's all year long. And if the hot water is going to be cut off for more than 2 hours at a time, maybe for emergency repairs, then you need adequate notice. And if it keeps happening,
it's in writing, right? It has to be in writing, correct?
Correct. And if it's happening a lot without notice, or a lot even with notice, that's something you should bring to the attention of the right authorities. If you are rent stabilized in New York City or in Nassau County, that calls for a reduction in rent. Right, there is a form to be filled out. It's a lack of hot water, lack of heat form. It's online at dhcr.gov or hcr.gov, excuse me. And you fill it out, and it says that you shall be entitled to a decrease in rent. And that decrease is permanent, right? What the amount is, I'm not sure. It depends. But once in the agency finds that there has been a lack of heat or lack of hot water, the decrease is permanent, right? The decrease in permanent until the heat or hot water is restored. The landlord cannot increase the rent. It's a rent freeze until the conditions are actually repaired. These conditions are repaired.
So if your landlord fails to give you notice for a shutoff more than 2 hours and or frequently, we should say, shuts off the hot water, you got to make a phone call at 311, and that's to report any incident, right? 311 is that number.
Correct. And if you're in Nassau County, that's the county health department. They usually send someone out there to verify the condition. And once that investigator verifies the condition, then you're pretty much set. That's mostly all the proof that you'll need.
When all else fails, DeGrasse here, you can always go to court. I'm always worried right now with the court proceedings, the backlog and everything else from the pandemic. How's that going?
Well, I would say the courts are functioning pretty efficiently at this point, right? I'm actually very pleased with how fast the cases are going. The court established something called the small property part, at least in New York City, where small property owners actually get a faster track case. They are not caught behind big buildings anymore, right? There is a part called the small property part. Otherwise, the judges are pushing the cases along fairly, of course, and getting through the backlog. People are getting trials. If you're persistent, you will get what you need. The courts are wide open. In fact, in order to get a virtual appearance now, it's an exception. Otherwise, cases are in person.
Yeah, that's so important to make those reports. I think what a lot of people do is, you know, they don't want to start trouble. They see that they're not getting the services. They'll say, you know what, let me talk to them and give them another day or two. And all of a sudden it becomes a snowball of a problem. And then you've got massive problems, especially when those temperatures dip, and they will. And that's, you know, that's why you got to have the services involved here. Listen, it's all about, you know, putting the emphasis as far as what needs to be done here. Now, let me ask you, we've had the back and forth as far as the rents, pandemic, who's caught up, who's not caught up, different things in place to allow a renter to have a little flexibility. Same thing on the other side. How does this problem affect that problem as far as what might be ongoing regarding a legal issue?
Well, if you don't have the services you need, you're definitely entitled to a rent reduction, right? I don't know that this state looks at that in terms of giving the money from the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. They really just give it out in terms of however much you owe. They're not looking at any reduction. The tenant can still make a complaint that the rent should not have been 100%, but the state agency is actually giving out the full monthly rent. In terms of what's going on, it's still no one knows what gets approved or doesn't. Some people are getting approved that are older applications. Some newer ones are getting approved. So it's really whoever gets approved. I haven't figured out the formula yet for who gets approved. But definitely your application, the tenant application should be complete to maximize the chances of it being approved, meaning the grant, the rental assistance grant, and the landlord should provide the documents to maximize those chances.
All righty. Very important stuff. Alta Gracia, Pierre Atterbridge, founder and owner of a New York City-based law firm, Atterbridge Law PC. Practice, again, focusing on landlord-tenant litigation as well as transactional matters. So there you go. So Alta Gracia, we'll keep an eye on things. 311 is the number of folks. Again, if those temperatures fall below 55 degrees during the day from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m., you are required.